actually the topic that says on the paper is free market practices, which really is there's really three madrigas in the Jewish view of Yored L'Soichem Nasu Shechavir, which could be, which means going into the or trying to knock the parnasa of another Jew. The first madrega is something which is asur min haTorah, hasagas gevul, for example, and that you can be ma'akev on. There's also another, the next madrega, the middle madrega, is something which is not asur min haDin, but he's called the rasha, which is what we're going to focus on, which is anim ha'pacharara, amongst other things. And the last one is things that are mutter min haDin, but there's a milis chasidus not to do it, which also we might touch on a little bit. So that's the Gemara. Some the Lomdei Daf Yomi might still be familiar with this Gemara. Gemara Daf Nun Tes in Kedushin is the source for this halacha of Ani Ma'apacharara, which means a poor person who is pursuing a biscuit, which means that he's a person who is trying to acquire something, trying to either buy it or be kind of a metzia, and somebody else comes along and grabs it from him before he could be kind of it. That person is called a rasha. So the Gemara says a story. Rav Gidl, I don't know who was able to go through the Maamar Kamus, who wasn't, so I will try to go it as quickly and as clearly as possible, because we have a lot to get to. Rav Gidl was mehapich bahiyari. He was trying to buy a certain piece of land, and Rav Abba went and bought it. So Rav Gidl went, and he told the story that happened, that he was trying to buy it, and Rav Abba chapped it away from him. He told it to Rav Zera. Rav Zera told it to Rav Yitzchak Nachman. Parenthetically, the Chafetz Chaim brings out, he learns from this Gemara as a raya, that somebody who was the victim of Anim Ha'Pacharara, he's allowed to say Lashon Hara about the person to be able to get it back. Because we see that that Rav Gidl was an Amir when it told Reb Zeira.
Even though it's not enforceable in court.
We'll see if it does. That's a working assumption.
Why didn't he just go to Reb Abba directly?
Maybe he didn't think you would listen to him. Maybe he went to his Rebbeim, people that he would have influence. So he said, so Reb Zeira told Yitzchak Nachman. Yitzchak Nachman said, wait till he comes Beregel. He was obviously his Rebbe. He was going to see him by Yontif. So when he came, he said, he presented it to him as a shayla. You have an anim ha'b'charara, a poor person who is trying to acquire something. Rashi says it's from Hefker, or he's trying to get balabayas, someone to give him a present. And somebody else comes along and takes it. What's that lacha? So he answered, Nikra Rasha. He's called a Rasha. Now the Sma says, what does it mean he's called a Rasha? Right? It's not like it's just like a bad thing that he did. The Sma says that in Shul, they give a clap and they say, this guy did such and such a thing and he's a Rasha. It's very embarrassing. I don't know if he'd be Kasha Leidus, I'm not sure. But it's only Midir Abanan, but it's not like a simple thing, just not nice. So he said he's called a Rasha. He said, why did you do such a thing? So he said, I didn't know. So he said back to him, okay, you didn't know till now, but now give it back to him. So he says, I don't want to sell it to him because it's not a good mazel, because this was the first piece of property that I bought. But if he wants, I could give it to him as a present. But Reb Gidl didn't want to take it back because it says, Reb Abba didn't want to keep it because Reb Gidl was trying to buy it. Reb Gidl wanted to take it because Senem Tas Yichya, so therefore they just left it and they made it hefker for the Talmidim. That's the Gemara. Now, what we need to explain, what does it mean he's mahapich? The first question is, at what point is he considered mahapich? If I go into a store and I'm looking for a bottle of soda and you grab the last bottle of orange soda off the shelf, was that mahapich? Is that an Isra? You called Russia now? So, the Ramah, the Ramah in the middle says that v'chol ze loy mayri elik shar kachma damim shebeneim. This whole halacha is only negeya when they already agreed on a price. He's dealing with the classic example, trying to buy a piece of property or anything. It wasn't like a store nowadays. But when they come up and they agreed on the price, the buyer and the seller, and they're just lacking a kinyan, and then somebody comes along and offers a better price, he would be called to Rasha. But if they're still didn't agree on a price, because the Meicher wants to sell it for more and the buyer wants to pay less, the Rama says that it wouldn't, it would be mutter for somebody else to buy it, because at that point there's no kinyan and there's no agreement, and therefore there's no problem. The reason for this is because right, one of the questions on the flyer was, can a Jew bid against another Jew at an auction? So this is the perfect example, because here they didn't agree on a price yet, right? By an auction, everybody's putting in their bids. So the Sma says that if the seller would be forced to give it to the first person who puts into a bid, first Jew who puts in a bid, so then no one else can bid against him. So then he's going to be forced to sell it to him. He's not going to get a fair value on his property or whatever he's selling. So therefore, the Sma says, explains this halacha, that it's a takaras hambaycher, and the chiddush is that even if the seller is a guy, there would still be the same halacha because loy plug. So that's the.
He's getting more of the value. The field is worth up. $10,000, and he's already up to $12,000.
Right. He has a right to get his
full amount.
His full amount. The market value is what people are going to pay for it.
That's so.
Okay. The Prisha says even more. The Prisha says that even if they didn't agree on a price, but if no one else would have intervened, they would have agreed. They would have worked out the minor details. Right, they have the basic deal in price, the basic deal in place, but they're still working out, you know, different details. If they would, for sure, would have worked it out, but if somebody else would not have come, that would also be called mahapach. Okay. So that's the gedur of mahapach. Now, what's included in this issur? Oh, I'm sorry. One more thing. This halacha. Even though when the Shulchan Aruch brings it down, it speaks about somebody who's trying to buy something, it also speaks about sellers who have people that order for them, they have customers. For example, if I own an office supply company, and I have a person that I deliver a steady order to every week or every 2 weeks, somebody else, another competitor of mine, would not be allowed to call up that customer and say, what are you paying for your copy, your paper and your toner? I could do better. That would be on about Chiroi, because he already has a standing order by me. And even if I wouldn't have an order yet, but if we're just be negotiating a deal, that would still be included in the same, depending on the Ramo or the Prisha, that would be included in there. There's a Machlekes in the Gemara. Rashi says, very interesting, Adam HaBcharara is if he is trying to acquire it from Hefker or for the Baal Bais to give him a donation. Tosfos says, no, that can't be. He has two Rayas, one from two Gemaras about Metzia, one from somebody trying to acquire a Metzia, and he messed up on the Kenyan that he's trying to do, but the halacha is, if somebody comes along and takes it, the second person would be allowed to keep it. And the second is from the Gemara about Peya. If an Ani is trying to acquire Peya, the Lashon of the Gemara is even more than just the second person is allowed to keep it. It says, Mavirin Asoy Hemana, you take it away from the first person that doesn't have any right to it at all. So I see from there, even though those two cases are, Metzia is Hefker, Peya is Hefker for all Aniyim. So I see, even if something is Hefker, there's not a problem of Ani B'Hapach Harara. So Rabbeinu Tam says that from here we see that the Mahapich, the Isser Mahapich B'Harara is only when he's trying to get something where the other person could get it somewhere else. Meaning for a bottle of orange soda, you could go to a different store and buy it. So then why are you trying to get this one that he's trying to buy? Go to a different store and get it. But if something which is he can't get somewhere else, like a Metzia, the guy finds a $100 bill on the floor, he could search the whole Miami, he's not going to find it. So he can't get it somewhere else. That's a unique opportunity, and therefore, it would not be included in the Isser of Ani B'Hapach Harara.
to buy a home in a certain place. Is like
so okay, so a home is a good question because there's different factors in a home. If there's no homes in the whole neighborhood, so then okay,
you want near the shul.
If you want, okay, so there's you just have to judge what's considered a unique opportunity. I mean, what's considered something that you can't get somewhere else, right? If it has a circular driveway, is that also considered a mila? No, right? But if it's on the block of the shul, maybe yeah. There was somebody told me a story. There's in Lakewood. Now it's in Toms River. The same thing is happening. But somebody on the other. If everybody's familiar with Lakewood, there's two sides of the lake. So 20 years ago, when the other side of the lake, meaning not the side where the yeshiva is on, that was filling up with Jews, and it was cheaper housing. So people were going and knocking on doors of the guy that were owning the houses, and they were offering them a price. So what happened was, one person goes, knocks on the door, makes an offer, and the guy agrees. Okay, I'll sell it to you. Okay, 2 hours later, he gets another knock on the door from a different person, and he offered him $30,000 more. So he said, okay. Right? So the question is, was he on Imab Harar or not? The end of the story is that the next day in the coffee room, in Yeshiva, the one who made the first offer overheard this one who made the second offer telling over the story to somebody else, meaning that he found this house, he's going to buy this house. So he went over to me and said, why should you, I made an offer before you, why should the guy make the $30,000? I'll buy it for the, you back out, I'll buy it from the guy for the lower price, and then I'll flip it to you, and I'll make the $30,000. So that's what he did. But
everybody will be happy.
But L'chaire, at that point, there were still houses available, you know, in that neighborhood, so L'chaire, that would have been Anim HaKar, according to everybody. So again, so we have Rashi, who says anything which is any time somebody's trying to buy something, it could be a metzia, it could be a sale, whether you can find it somewhere else or not doesn't make a difference. That's Anim HaKarara, and the guy comes along and buys it, he's a Rasha. Rabbi Natan says no, only if you would find such a thing somewhere else, why take away this thing that the first one is working hard to buy it? Go somewhere else and get it. You might have to do a tircha. Okay, that's you know, why should you take away his tircha, what he's doing? The Sma says, what's Pshan Rashi? Why does Rashi argue? So he says that the takana of Ani Mahab Charara is that since he's trying to buy it, so it's the Chazal said that it's as if he actually acquired it already, even though he didn't make a kinyan. So they made it as if he already got it, and therefore somebody comes along and takes it, that's already like Gezel. So therefore, regardless of whether it's a Metziah, it's unique or it's not unique, whether you can get it somewhere else or not, it doesn't make a difference, because Chazal said, if you're Mahapich, if you're trying to buy it, it's as if you actually made a kinyan on it, it's yours. And so therefore, if somebody comes along and takes it from him, he's not going to be a real Goslin because he didn't actually make a kinyan yet, but in the gedder of the what Chazal were saying, that's going to be a Rasha. But Rabbi Natan says, no, it's not a din that they gave it to him as if he bought it already. It just means that he has a... There's two ways to say it. Either there's v'hafta l'recha k'mo'echa, that means if a person's trying to get something, so if you would be trying to buy something, you wouldn't want to come along someone else and pull it out from under your grasp. Right, so Bahtar Rechel Kamecha says that if somebody else is trying to buy it, you go, you have to give it to him. But there's halacha chayecha kaidman. If you can't get this thing somewhere else, so you're allowed to take it for yourself. So therefore, if it's a metziah, I can't get somewhere else. Chayecha kaidman. I don't care. Bahtar Rechel Kamecha aside, my life comes first. I need this thing. I'd be allowed to take it. But if it's something where I could get somewhere else, so Bahtar Rechel Kamecha says. That you should let him buy it, and you go ahead and buy it somewhere else. The Ramah says, we find two, he brings down two differences, two nafkaminas between Rabbeinu Tam and Rashi. He says, let's say there's a halacha of bar mitzvah. in general? I mean, there's different parameters what bar mitzvah is, but if somebody has an adjoining property to somebody else and that person is selling, bar mitzvah says that he has first dibs on that property to sell. Now, let's say, for whatever reason, there's no halacha bar mitzvah, and my neighbor wants to sell his house, and somebody makes him an offer. So the Ramah says that since there's a reason why, or there's a distinct milah to have all my properties together in one place, right? I could, you know, my kids could play in both yards. There's a tremendous amount of milah. So therefore, he would a neighbor would be allowed to put in an offer, even after somebody made an offer, right? Because according to Rabbeinu Tam,
it's a unique
opportunity. Mm-hmm. So, and another case, he says, let's say it's a cheaper deal. It's a good deal. The guy found the guy got a steal of a deal on something, and so if somebody, well, you tell somebody don't buy it here, buy it somewhere else, they would have to spend much more money, and therefore, according to Rabbeinu Tam, that's also something you can't get somewhere else. You can't get it for this price at least somewhere else, and that would also be included in that would not be a problem of anibav v'charar, according to Rabbeinu Tam. But according to Rashi, it doesn't make a difference whether you can get it somewhere else for this price, you can't get it. It doesn't make a difference, and therefore that would also be a Rashi. The Ramah paskins like Rabbeinu Tam. What does it mean cheaper? There's a shaila. Rabbi Fladen spoke about this on Shabbos in terms of buying at a Jewish store. There's a certain shear how much you would have to pay more at a Jewish store. They say, the Pesach Tshuva seems to say that if it's a sixth, a shtus, cheaper than you would be able to buy somewhere else, over here, that would be enough of a unique opportunity to be able to, that it wouldn't be included in Anibav Charar according to Rabbeinu Tam. The other sheet is, the Shulchan Aruch Rav has a lashon that it has to be zol gadol, has to be much clearer, much, much cheaper, which is not so clear what that means. I don't know if that's a sixth, or maybe it means more. It doesn't say an exact shear, but the shach brings down somebody who argues on the term. The Ramban says that it doesn't make a difference if you get it cheaper. It's only it says I feel like a pachas chtei damav. Even if it's cheaper, it's under the market value. It would still be anim ha'pcharor, even according to Rabbeinu Tam. It sounds like because once it's a sale. Since normally sales, you go somewhere else and get the same exact thing for the same price, even though here you're getting a good deal, mecher loy plug, you can't make a chilek between different types of sale, and therefore, across the board, according to this Ramban, at least by mecher, there wouldn't be, there would be a problem on about Charara. There's a tshuva from Moshe, not the one that's in the packet, there's another tshuva, very interesting tshuva in Ebenezer, about somebody who's trying to, let's say he's going out with a certain girl. If somebody, the shaila was, if he'd be allowed to try to get that girl to marry him. I mean, he wants to marry that girl. Would he be allowed to get a shadchan to Reddit or try whatever he could do to get that? Would that be anivab charara since she's already going out with somebody else?
He's not. Someone else is dating her.
He decided he wants to marry her. Right? So is he allowed to, you know, get involved in that at all? So Ramosha says it depends. If they're just going out, so nothing happened, right? It's a second date. They're not close to getting engaged. Nothing's happening. Therefore, there would be no isser because that would be the same exact thing as before they made a price. Like the Ramah said, that if before they agreed on a price, there's no anibav charara. So just going out, no isser. I tried to be as
as vague as possible.
Yeah. But he says once they already got engaged, even if they didn't make the tanum or whatever, they made the engagement. So therefore, that would be the machlekes Rabbeinu Tam and Rashi. According to Rashi, it doesn't make a difference. It would be on about charara. According to Rabbeinu Tam, there's a svara to say that. A good wife is very specific. It's a very unique opportunity. He thinks this is going to be the wife that would be perfect for me. So he'd be allowed to. He would be allowed to.
This is you or Ramosha?
This is Ramosha. Ramosha says this. And according to this, so since they're a mob, Paskin's like Urbana Tam. So it would be Mutter.
So even while they're going out, there's a bigger problem when they engage her.
No, while they're going out, there's no problem
no
going
problem
to everybody.
For sure.
No, you can tell them move on. No.
Why?
According to Urbana Tam, because it's just like an opportunity, like.
Yeah, but this is, even according to Rashi, before they made up a price.
No, Mutter made up a top before there's a price.
Before there's a price.
Whether it's done, you always
right, the negotiation.
Even
right.
After the price.
It's right? Unique.
Yeah.
So, of course, before.
It's not a unique opportunity. Well, more unique it becomes.
Yeah. No, it's unique for the second one. Because
yes.
He thinks this is going to be, you know, the one.
The one.
The one.
The first one doesn't.
He does, but the problem is, this, can he try to do
this?
So after Tanoim,
after the
engagement,
you can still go after the engagement.
Once you're in time, you'll be allowed.
Oh boy!
Not after Tanoim.
It does say after they already made the Tanoim, which is not our Tanoim that we do by the Litvish. Because our Tanoim that's already by the Chasna, that's really nothing. But
an engagement or.
No, so it means a real engagement. What, they made the Tanoim before?
It's not that unique anymore.
For example.
Right. So the Chassidim write the Tanoim at the beginning of the engagement. So therefore, that's already a Kenyan. That would be a problem of since there's already a Kenyan, that would be, even though he didn't marry her yet.
That's
but
true.
there's a Kenyan on the agreement that they made, and therefore that would be Anamap Harar. He does say that where does he say this? That even though there are more paskins like Rabbeinu Tam, but a Yirei Shemayim should Yirei Hashem Lahachmer. He should be machmer and go like Rashi, which the Shulchan Aruch Rav says the Baal Nefesh Yachmer. Also, he should go like Rashi. He shouldn't rely on this Rabbeinu Tam.
Specifically by this or by all cases?
It's by all cases. So he brings in the middle of that tshuva a different case. Yeah, a guy sent a shaliach to be Mekadosh Ishafel. Right? He sent a shliach to marry for himself. And then what happened? The shliach went and was Mekadosh for himself. So the Gemara says that Masha also, he's married to the shliach, she's married to the shliach, but he was no minigramois. He did ramois. But the Rambam, the Lashon of the Rambam is... Rambam says, "Ha'ois the shliach lekadosh liyishav alchikish laatzmei harzumi kadoshes the shliach va'aser lasis kins v'chol ha'ois the davar ze ukiyotiboy if he ukiyotiboy b'shar divrei mekhumem gar nikra rasha." So the Rambam's the simple reading of the Rambam is that in such a case he would be considered adam charor because he's actually sending to him a kadosh, and the second person would be called the shliach would be called a rasha. Some people want to say that it just means in such a similar case by Mekach Memkar, where it's not a unique opportunity, like Kedushin, that would, then it would be a Rasha. But they...
Why is Ram not a Kashan
Ramosh? Oh, because... Okay, so Ramosh has a Lomdus that since he has Ramosh... So normally, by Anima Charora, the question is, I'm being Matriach to buy something. I'm trying, I'm putting an effort to buy such a thing. And... You want to buy the same thing, so therefore we say, if it's a unique opportunity, so then my zchus wins. But if for some reason my zchus can't win because I have an iser to do it, like in this case, Rambam saying it's also to do it because it's Ramois, so you don't have a svar to take away his tircha that he's putting in. So therefore, that would be back to Anima Avchor. That makes sense. So he really brings this as a rabbi. The end of Pesach.
It's worse because he sent it, or is that what you're saying? It's more awesome because he was sent because he's a rabbi.
You became a shliach, so now you're a rabbi.
If you work for a guy and he sends you out to buy to get a deal,
the same exact thing.
Yeah. Then it's worse than
that's very much the same.
There's a new iser when you send something like rabbi, whatever.
Since there's an iser of rabbi, then it would become. the end of Tosfos says, the Rabbeinu Yitzchak says, it's also for a malamed, for a Rebbe, to go over to, in those days, every Baal Bas or whoever could afford it had a Rebbe for their children in their house. So let's say you had a Rebbe, he wants to get a job, so he approaches a Baal Bayis who already has a malamed in his house. That would be Osir because it's on Imam Chororo. He already has an agreement with this malamed. But if the Baal Bayis approaches him, he says, I'm not going to retain my Rebbe that I have for my kids, then you'd be allowed to take the job. Then Taisa says, she said, if the Baal Bayis has a malamed, another Baal Bayis could come and hire that Rebbe away from the first one. Ben Yacholemer, Baal Bayis, go get a different Rebbe. The first Baal Bayis can't say, why do you have to come to the Rebbe that I hired? Go find a different Rebbe, because he could say, this Rebbe is a very good Rebbe, and I know that he's going to do a good job for my kid. So he's seemingly, this is going on Rebbeinu Tam. Right? Rebbeinu Tam says if it's a special thing, so here a Rebbe is something that you could say, it's going to be good for me. Another Rebbe won't do as good of a job, and therefore it would be not a problem for the Baal Bayis to approach the Malamed to hire him away from the first Baal Bayis.
And it's not Ramos.
It's not
Ramos. What's
the
problem? It's working for him, but it's not.
Ooh, the Baal Bayis is not working for them.
The Malamed is not Rebbeinu. Oh,
no,
because he can quit a job.
Right, he's a file.
I had a question on the first one.
Yeah.
So Reuven is trying to sell Shimon a field, right? And Shimon says, okay, fine, we'll work out have your lawyer call. My lawyer, get the contract tomorrow, right?
Okay.
Levi comes to Reuven and says, Reuven, I'll give you more money. Reuven sells to Levi, right? Levi's called to Russia. What about Reuven? Does Reuven have an obligation not to sell to Levi because of the fact that he told Shimon and said, listen, he's been working with Shimon on this for a while.
So we don't find anywhere in the halacha that the Moicher has a...
has an obligation
to say specifically. The Pesach Choshen says that it might be an Isser because he's helping out an Avera.
Okay.
So that might be a problem. It doesn't say it as like a clear cut thing.
Another Baal Bayis hires away a Rebbe. Wouldn't that be a slightest kafu as well?
No.
In other words, he's losing the Baal Bayis is losing his Rebbe.
Right.
He's losing his way to get.
Let's say the Rebbe would quit.
There is the learning.
Let's say the Rebbe would quit. And then he would hire him. But a pile could always quit. So he could say, I'm leaving. I don't call to him. I'm going to...
Yeah, he's a free agent. So that's like, this is the...
Yeah.
I'm not...
It's like what you said with the seller. He's saying it's like what you said with the seller, but the seller has a standing custom.
Right, but this would be different.
I don't know if the Rebbe started working. The Rebbe's working with his kids for
even if he's working for him, it doesn't make a difference.
Unless he has a contract and he signed for two.
If he made a Kenyan, so then that would be a different thing.
That's the difference.
So, the problem is like this: if anybody got to Sif Beis in the Mechaber, Sif Aleph, he brings down the Machloikas. Rashi and Rebbeinu Tam. The Ramah says the Verisha and Iker, Rebbeinu Tam is the Iker, and the Mechaber doesn't seem to pass like anybody. Yeah, he's just saying it's a machlokes. And then in the second sif, he says this halacha that a Baal Bayis could hire away a malamed from somebody else. So if it's Tali and Rebbeinu Tam, so then it seems to be a stira. So the Nesiva says that from here we see that the Mechaber also passed like Rebbeinu Tam. But the Ritva, the Zer Zov, who's Agoyis on the Ritva, asks as a kashi, he asks as a steer, and he says Tzarchin. So the Aruch HaShulchan says that this halacha is not totally in the Machlokes of Rashi Rebbeinu Tam at all. Because even according to Rashi, in such a case it wouldn't be Anamah Bacharor, because it's not something which is a monetary agreement. It's not a Dvar Mammon, it's a Dvar Mitzvah. But when it comes to Dvar Mitzvah, there's no Ani Ba'af Bechara, which is a big Chiddush. I saw somebody ask one of the Shalos in Chuvah Svarim to Reb Chaim Kanievsky, they asked him, is there Ani Ba'af Bechara on a Mitzvah? And he said, it's totally in the Machlokes Rashi Rebbeinu Tam. So he obviously was going that that there is even a dvar mitzvah, there would be only vav charora. Yeah, so that would be
went to the store. And,
yeah,
you know,
if somebody's about to buy that esrog, there wouldn't be a manav charora. And therefore, by Malamid, the Aruch Hashulchan says, there wouldn't be a problem with manav charora. Reb David Favarsky in Yeshurim on Kedushin, he says a little bit differently. He says, since the Sma said that the reason why Rashi says even if it's a unique opportunity, it would still be anima charora is because it's as if he bought it, as if he already acquired it. So when it comes to workers, when it comes to a Rebbe, since like we said, the worker could always quit. So you can't say I bought the worker, I own the worker. And since he could always quit, there wouldn't be gezel on it wouldn't be a gzela to take the Rebbe away from him. So the whole anima charora, the whole lumdus of anima charora wouldn't apply.
Is there any map of Ferrara by a parking spot?
So, a clean lady, they speak out that it would be Tully. I mean, let's say...
He can always quit.
He could always... Right.
Yeah.
I saw your Gitzel Zilberstein says this Nafkamina. Like, he says if somebody found a... You know, you happen to get a good cleaning lady, or a cleaning lady, before you even found that, she's gonna, and somebody else wants to offer her more money... So then it would be totally in this Machlokes Rashi Beis Tana. So, you know, the kill parking spots, I don't know, that's a... that's a from... Yeah. Okay, so there's a very Mechudosh Dik Avnei Nezer who learns out from here that if you have a worker, if I open a store, which is... there's, let's say, he's talking about like a clothing store, I think. Fabric.
Buttons.
Why is the cleaning lady telling Rashi Beis
Tana? Because if you would be able to find another cleaning lady.
And that's the mitzvah.
So that's the mitzvah. Okay, so therefore, the Rebbein Tam, let's say, then it wouldn't be on the
according
to Rashi, there would be. Doesn't make a difference if you get it somewhere else or not.
Cleaning lady, sir.
Always.
Always will be. Not really necessarily
toilet, right? If you can't get it somewhere else, then Rebbein Tam would be Mata.
So I'm saying that a cleaning lady is more Rashi than a Rebbe. You can always find a Rebbe. You can't always find a cleaning.
That had to be
exactly.
That's the thing that gets very always on that.
For Pesa.
And then it would be even if I agree what I'm saying, even if you'd be able to find another cleaning lady, but if she wouldn't be as good, so then that would be the same thing.
Yeah.
So the Abnezer says that from here he says if somebody opens a store similar to another store in town, the Shiloh was, is he allowed to hire workers away from the first store? So he's Mechadish, which it seems that the Paiskim do not agree with this, he says two svaras, that they wouldn't be, that they would be allowed to hire. The second svara is because, just like Taisa says by a Rebbe is better, you could get better workers also, right? So since these workers, you could say, well, if I get new workers, I'm going to have to train them in, these guys know the Avodah already, so that would be a taina similar to Malamed, and just like by Malamed, there's no taina of Anma Pachara who had in by a worker. That's the second taina. His first taina is even a bigger chiddush. His first taina is since the workers by the first store could always come
anyway.
Could have left anyway, so then they could come to him. Which is like you assume that the first worker is going to leave. That's already a very big chiddush. The Pesach Choshen says it's Tzarachian. Even the second svara, I saw they bring down from the Michas Pitim. I didn't see it inside, but they say that by a Rebbe, just claiming that he's a better Rebbe, that I know my child and this Rebbe would be more suitable, that would be enough. But by a worker, you would have to actually prove it to say that this guy's a better worker, because it's by a Rebbe, it's much more understandable. By a worker, you'd have to, there are better workers, but you would have to actually prove it.
Prove it to who?
Prove it to the
first
guy. Either to yourself or to the first guy. Yeah, I'm saying if it's Taka, you'd be allowed to do it.
How do you prove that before he starts working for
you? I don't know. Stalk him for a month. I'm saying you could go into a store, you could see who's a good worker, who's not a good worker. Pretty. Okay.
There's a question being raised in the bank. What's the difference? Is it called the Russia?
What's the difference? Is it called the Russia?
Sure. Is that in the beginning?
First of all,
is there any refreshing document?
Well, okay. Well, we're getting to this right now.
Okay.
This next thing. The question is, so he's a Russia. Okay. So now do I have to give it back or not? Is there a chiyuv for the... Okay, you did your deed. The guy's a Russia. Okay, so everybody go home. Or can Bezdin say, no, you got to give it back to him. So the Ritva brings down from Vinatam that says that you would have to... If he's called a Russia, Bezdin would obligate him to return the money. But he says this can't be because our Gemara says that there was he didn't want to go into it. Why didn't he want to go into it? If there'd be a chiv to give it back, so then take it back, right? If a guy steals something from you and he wants to give it back, he'd say no. Same with Tazirka. No, I'm saying he has a chiv to give it back, you take it back. So he brings a raya from there that even though he's called a Rasha, Bezdin would not be able to force him to give it back. Now there's a Piskei Tshuva over
here. The raya of there was for free, he didn't want it back.
There's a riot both ways. He said, first of all, how could he say, I don't want to sell it because it's not a good mazel? You have a chiv to give it back. Maybe mazel, you know?
That's it.
But he was willing to give it free.
So this Ritva, who says they would have been together, this is also the Marik, the Marshal, the Masas Binyamin, the Chem the Shloima, and okay, that should bring it down for now. The Marshal says that I Tomani, if Rabbein Tam could have said such a thing, it doesn't make sense. That you don't see that just because he's called a Russia, you'd have to give it back. It would be a chiv to give it back. It's not gazela. It's nothing. But he does say that Marshal, the Chem de Shlema says that Efshur, that Bezdin could punish him, he could give him a knas that he shouldn't do such a thing. And therefore, the Reb David Pavarsky says that maybe Rabbi Natam, who said you have to give it back, it would be together knas. It wouldn't be that they would have a mammon to give it back like a geneva. It would just be that the Bezdin could force him, give him a knas to give it back. The Reb Moshe, there's one more thing that the Piskei Tshuva brings down. Let's say the guy didn't do it on purpose, right? Somebody mentioned this before. He didn't do it on purpose, right? The case of our Gemara is that he didn't know. Lo yadana, lo yadana. I didn't know. So he could say, is that concluded in Anivah B'chara? He didn't know anything. He didn't know better. I didn't do it on purpose. He's still going to be called a Rasha. So from our Gemara, it would seem that he would still be called a Rasha. The Marshal says that if he is a shoygig, then there's no din at all. There's no halacha. Seems like even a knas, nothing. He wouldn't be, it says he wouldn't be called a rasha. Our Gemara, they said he should give it back. Hashtanami lisaleimar. This one aleimar that Reb Yitzchak Nafcha told Reb Abba give it back to him. That was just because of Midas Chasidus, right? So this is like that third gender that we mentioned before, that he didn't have it would be Mutter and not Din, because he didn't know, but there would be Midas Chasidus to give it back to him. It would be, right. And Ramosha speaks out that it's very schwer to say that Reb Yitzchak Nafcha is saying, do Midas Chasidus and give it back, even though he's not doesn't have a chiyuv, so even though he's not even a Russia. He says, the Ramesh says that even if he did a peshagig, he would still be called a Russia.
Wow.
And he would have to give it back, at least to take away his iser, his rishus that he did.
How is it mashma from the Gemara he's a nikra Russia?
Because he said he said give it back to him. You would see that even though he's a shagig, you'd have to give it back to him.
You would give it back.
I mean, why is he telling him to give it back?
Even
if he's not a Russia, so why is he telling him to give it back?
Because
it's Chassidus. That would be that other. That would be that other time. Yeah.
The solo lot is solo.
So he's not. Yeah, mentioned. So okay. The Aruch HaShulchan happens to be Paskins like Marshal, who says that by Shogeg there wouldn't be any din at all. So you see, they have Machlokes Rav Moshe with the Aruch HaShulchan. Oh, that's true. Okay, there's the end of the Ritzvah asks in Rabbeinu Tam, which is like the exception to Anim HaKara, another exception, is the Ritzvah asks, and we find that Gemara says that if you have an Ani who is climbs up a tree and to get the fruits, and he's throwing down the fruits. And so there's a whole pile of fruit on the bottom of the tree. Somebody who takes it, the Gemara says, is a Gazlan. So the Ritva says, well, what's the problem? It's Hefker. He didn't make a Kenyan. So why wouldn't it be a problem? Why is it, according to Rabbeinu Tam, why is that an issue? So he says, let's just find the lesson of him. Ritva says, since he did a tremendous tircha, he was matriach to be kainet. Therefore, even though he didn't do a kinyan, we could say that Chazal said it's as if he was kainet, and that even Rabbeinu Tam would be maskim in such a case that that it would be aser. There's a shaila in the poskim. What does it mean to do a tircha? Right? I mean, if somebody's trying very, very hard, the Marshal says that only this guy is climbing up a tree, which is very dangerous. He's injuring his life. He could fall down and you know, crack his leg. So that would be the level of tircha in order to have this iser even according to Rabbeinu Tam. But the other poskim say they bring down from the Nachal Tzvi that just a significant amount of time and effort to be able to seal the deal or be kind of it, that would be a new level. He wouldn't be called Mahapich, he would be called Ani Hamanakif. Say that 10 times fast. And that would be Gezel Midrabban.
That's even in a unique opportunity.
Even in a unique opportunity, it would depend on how we mask. And it would be even worse than Ani Mahapich, because over there he's a Rasha. Here it's like there's a level of Gezel Midrabban. Now, another question is if the person is a usher. Gemara speaks about Ani Hamahapich, Ani Hamanakif. What about an usher? So the Ramah says that the way the Sama explains the Ramah is that if the first person who's trying to buy it is an usher, right? He's a person of means. And he is working to acquire a certain thing, and it is something where you could buy somewhere else. So according to Rashi, in the normal case of two aniyim or an aniyim is trying to do it, that would be anim ha'charara, even though it's not a unique opportunity. But in such a case, Rashi would agree that if it's an usher, even though he can't get it for this price, even though we can't get it for free, he's going to have to pay money. Since there was no kinyan, an usher would be different, and he would have to, and taking it away from the usher would not be a problem of anim ha'charar.
How rich do you have to be to be called?
Well, probably if you can afford it.
You can afford it.
Sorry?
Why do we have this separate standards for the rich man? Doesn't it say in the Torah that you can't be
the way you judge. The Kanas Chazal is only by an Ani that we're going to give him this level.
So if it's considered that he already got it,
then
I'm
saying, what? This guy can afford it to work.
How are you defining Ani in all these cases? What is the definition of an Ani?
It sounds like you can't afford it. You can't afford it.
According to Rabbi Tam, it's nothing to do with Ani.
According to Rabbi Tam, it doesn't make a difference. Yeah, it doesn't make a difference. This Chiddush is even in Rashi. Even according to Rashi, they wouldn't. If you could get it somewhere else, it's still. If he's an usher,
right,
then it would be a.
Let's say it's just a smear for the
I saw somebody ask this kasha. I think Rav David asked this kasha. I don't know what he. So there's one more shaila before we wrap it up. So like Zilberstein says, you have a school or a yeshiva. They decided on a certain rebbe. They picked out they eyed a certain guy. They want him as the rebbe for whatever grade. And then is somebody else, another rebbe, allowed to approach the hanhola and say, you should hire me? So they didn't hire him yet. They didn't hire the first one yet.
thinking about it.
But they decided, they had the board meeting ready, and they said, okay, we're going to go. Can another person come along and put his name into the hat? So he brings down from Rabbi Chanan in Bava Basra, I don't know the whole story over there, but Rabbi Chanan comes out that in a case where the first person didn't put in any effort,
they
just decided him. He was sitting and learning in yeshiva. They said, we want you. So then, in such a case, that wouldn't be Anim HaPacharam. Even though the person, if you tell him, he's very happy that he got a Rebbe, but it wouldn't make a difference. If he didn't actually put in that tircha, you know, which makes a lot of sense, according to what we're saying, the whole svara is, so then it would not be Anim HaPacharam. So, again, let's just chazer over it very quickly. What exactly Anim HaPacharam is only, according to Ramah, is if they decided on a price. Before they decided on a price, it's not Anim HaPacharam. He said there's a Machlokes Rashi and Rebbeinu Tam, if that's even on something which you could find somewhere else, or not. Rebbe Moshe says that Rebbe Moshe and the Shulchan Aruch Rav say you should be Machmer like Rashi, even though the Ramah and maybe even the Machaber Paskin like Rebbeinu Tam. The B'shoigig is a Machlokes Mashal. The Mashal says the B'shoigig, there's no Din Anim HaPacharam at all. Rebbe Moshe says there is. He's a Rashi, he has to give it back. The Knesset HaGedolah says that even if he's a shaygig, but if once he finds out, then now he can't say I'm a shaygig anymore. So then he would be considered a mazid. And Usher, we said that even according to Rashi, if it's not something that you can't get somewhere else, if it's something that you could find somewhere else, then by Usher wouldn't be a problem. If it's something you can't get somewhere else, so even Usher wouldn't make a difference. And again, Rabbi Chanan said that if he didn't initiate it, it's not a problem. And also, if a guy put in significant time or effort or endangered his life or whatever, that would be Gezel Midrabanan according to everybody. Just to end off, we see this halacha is not something which is, after somebody made a kinyan, it's not Gezela. It really shows the beauty of the Chayshim Mishpah, which is Hashem says, even though the guy didn't make a kinyan, it's not right, it's not his halachically, but still, you know, even though you have to do your stylus for Panasa, you have to do it in the right way. And if you do your stylus in the right way, now that shows your betachin and the Rebbeinu Shalom, that whatever you get is really done properly and is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and also that creates a tremendous Kiddush Hashem that people see, you know, you're not going to touch this thing that somebody else is working on. Let me just, I see I didn't cover everything. They say advertising. Okay, advertising, they say, if it's, you could send out advertisements, it's not a problem, it's not a problem. If he's targeting specific businesses, so then that would be like taking away a steady customer. If you're targeting, you know this guy already has a supplier, but you're going and sending him your deal, that would be an issue. I think I caught
it. If he has a deal, if he pumped parts, right?
So if there's another halacha which I didn't touch on at all, called Marufia, which I didn't know until the Rish Kodesh told me this a couple days ago, that if let's say he doesn't have a steady order, but when you need stuff, you buy it from him, right? Like you have your plumber that you go to. You don't have your guy coming down every Thursday to plug your toilets, but you have him. If you need him, you go to him. Then. That's something called marufia, which is a machlekes, I think, and I think we're makel on it. That wouldn't be a problem. Okay, we should talk about zeicha. If we keep these things, then Hashem should benches bracha etzlacha and all our hishtavlus.
Why is it
sell?
Why is it sell?